Monday night, or the Tessier. Or the Tessier? Or the Tessier. Okay, so first of all, tonight, just to mention, if you follow the Kinyanim Shatayra, the 48 Mem Chazon Shatayra Niknas Behem, if we stick to a more conservative shot, Shatayra Niknas Behem, with all due respect to Rav Noach Zatzal and to Reuven Cohn, a more conservative shot than Torah Niknas Behem. So there's different, it's not exactly clear exactly the 48, there's different girsas, but in many girsas tonight is Lev Tov. So everyone's, and we've been talking in the shul, it's been mentioned a few times over the last few days, the idea, whether it's for Shabbos or Rabbi Willick spoke about it on Friday night, with the idea that if you share your Torah with someone, you have a Lev Tov, it's a kinyan of Torah, because I said Lev Tov is very similar to Ayin Tov. One day that will be a subject of a discussion, Bli Neder. You see in Pirkei Avos that Ayin Tov and Lev Tov is different midos, Lev Tov being more kolel. So what's the difference exactly? Let's put that aside. But assuming it's certainly along the same lines, so the idea is if it says umi midbar matana, if you make yourself into a midbar and you teach others what you know, you learn with others, you share your knowledge, and it's not me, my Torah, but you're sharing it with others, lalamed, in whatever circumstances, maybe it's learning with others, maybe it's teaching others, maybe it's giving money to Torah programming, what did I say, giving money to Torah programming, so that we can maintain the shurim here, and it's not funny. So that would be all included in Lev Tov, and that's one of the kinyonim of Torah. Okay, last night we did a little of the spheris, and tonight we mentioned a kinyon Torah. The halacha for the night is very funny. This was mentioned by the Levaya, by Ido's father-in-law, Rabbi Dickstein's. So I had a mind to do that. It came out that they mentioned it by the Levaya, that he loved discussing this inyan about a cotton that became a gadol by Sfira, which is my circumstance. I got bar mitzvah during Sfira. So there's a question about continuing with a bracha, and it's really it's a lamda shashayla, whether it's according to the sheet, is that if you skip a day, it's no good. No, the question is if the counting of a cotton would be considered not that you missed vis-a-vis when you're a gadol. From the perspective of a gadol, starting now, let's say, on day number 16, so did he miss the first 15 days because he was a cotton? Although he counted as a cotton, so does that count, pun intended? Or, first of all, if his whole sphere soim is the rabbonon, it's much more likely to count because you did the chiyuv of whatever sphere soimer is, because a cotton, right, it's chayiv and chinuch, so he did that. Also, there's a svara to say that because you kept up the counting, one hemshech, so that's not even called, it's not called you missed a day, even if you weren't technically yotzei the mitzvah on a level because you were a cotton, but you still didn't miss a day, so it's not a chisaron in sphira. And also, it's possible that there's a famous Rambam about cotton shehigdol ben shnei psochim, that if they brought the Pesach Rishon for him, he does not have to bring the Pesach Sheni. And the question is, if that's not a D'oraisa D'kadin, celebrate Sovos, lav D'oraisa, so why does that work? So Rav Chaim Alevi Al Rambam has a pshat in that Rambam, which makes it unique to a carbon. And you can't extrapolate to other things. But that's only Rav Chaim learns like that. The Netziv and the Or Sameach learn that the pshat in the Rambam is that if a cotton does something and he's doing it and it's the mitzvah of chinuch, and he's doing it on that level, so it counts, and it's not called from the perspective of a gadol that he didn't do it at all. And that's the pshat in the Rambam, and then obviously you can extrapolate to other mitzvahs, to Sfiras HaOmer. So the maskana of the poskim is that really Maker HaDin, you could count with a bracha from when you get bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira. Some say that, you know, maybe you should listen to someone else's bracha and have in mind to be Yossi that. Like, you know, you want to hedge your bets always. Okay, that's fine.